Putnam, hello? Hello? Who's here?
Ranjit.
Ranjit, welcome.
Thank
Who
you.
Who else is here?
Sadnakar.
Guru Atma.
Sadnakar and Guru Ravi.
And Guru Ravi.
Kehar.
Kehar. Good. And who else?
Sadanam.
Sadanam. She's here. And who else? I'm in your city now, Sadanam.
Oh, exciting.
Sweet. Who else is here?
Haridas.
Haridas. Welcome, dear. Is it still snowy up there?
Yes, it is. It's snowing now, in fact.
Oh, brother. It's green here.
I know. I need to come visit.
You said it. Who else is on?
Suzanne.
I lost both of you. Who's here?
Suzanne.
What do you say? Suzanne. And who else?
Rahmani and Tomas.
Oh, welcome, Rahmani and Tomas. And who else?
Hargobind.
Hargobind. Hey. And who else?
Harakamal.
Who was that?
Harakamal.
Harakamal.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Welcome, dear. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
And who else? Okay, well, it sounds like it's time for us to get started, doesn't it? And take a long, deep breath. Sit straight, long, deep breath. Eyes at the third eye point. And relax. Relax into your third eye point. Good. You can try inhaling thought, exhaling nam. And relax. And inhale. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. And now begin heart breath. That is long deep breath, exhaling from your heart.
feel the air coming out of your heart. Heart center, I should say. Good. Really clear it out. Really let it flow. And now, let your heart breath connect with everybody else on this phone call. Whether anyone is listening actually on the phone, or if they are listening to the recording, join us. Heart breath, connect. That's what this Aquarian Age is about. It's about connect. Good. And now, please connect and send your beautiful heart breath to anyone who is especially having troubles of the heart, who feels heartbroken and so on. That could account for a very large part of the world population. Feel the ecstasy of your own breath. Feel your own openness, your own connectedness, which then becomes an amazing sharing experience, a connecting experience. Open. Good, and welcome. Welcome.
Good morning, Jazz Burkar.
Who is this?
Jazz Burkar.
I'm sorry, the phone is funny. I'm not getting your name.
Okay, Jazz Burkar.
Oh, Jazz Burkar. Oh, mm-hmm. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's see what he says. I'm just checking a minute. He says, yes. He says, oh, by the way, before I start, if you hear background noises, we're having a little problem hearing. So that if you press star 6, that will mute you and all of the background noises, and it will help with the electronic thing as well. And then when it's time for you to talk, please press star 6 again, and then we can hear you. Okay, now, he's asking, Kahar, only if you feel comfortable, did you find any resolution to last week's quandary? Remember, it was victim?
Sadnam.
Sadnam, dear. Do you feel good or not?
Yeah,
I mean, would you rather not?
No, I can.
I know you're a brave girl. Okay, go ahead. And the quandary was? I'd rather you state it rather than me.
Sure. The quandary was, I felt just like I was a victim of my own soul, that on a very deep level, and I was very confused at the call, because it was something that I thought I had, you know, I kind of knew but gotten over, or I think I just shoved it in a drawer. And since then, I have realized I had a deep healing experience in my sadhana, where I realized that I had identified myself with being a victim from a very young age, and that it was just, That I had identified
still having trouble with the... You had done what at a young age?
Identified as being a victim.
Okay.
Being a young age, at a young age. So that was kind of encoded in me on a very deep level that I wasn't even aware of. So I'm really grateful for that call, for bringing that out, and I've been working with that, I guess, ever since. But
have you realized any freedom as a result?
I think when I had the realization that I was identifying with it, that it was, and when I chose not to, I had the experience of putting that victim me outside of myself, and and like separating it and feeling better when it was not me, and then when it started to kind of crawl back into myself, I heard the voice say that, no, I'm I could feel it, that I identified with it. So when I chose to go a different route and identify with who I really was and not being a victim, it kind of took a lot of pressure off, actually.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I do have... Thank you so much, dear. That is fabulous. And we applaud you. We are hugging you. This is wonderful. Good work.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, and I do have to say that in doing this work, I've found quite a number of people who, you know, as children, we can't tell the difference between soul and our between God and our parents. So our parents' voice becomes what we think of as our soul or God's voice. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just want to make that distinction, and then we work on it from there. Okay.
Yeah.
Good girl. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And good soul. Okay, so Baba Siddhitund, are you here? He says, yes, I'm here. He says, yes, I'm sitting on your computer. He's acting like a little leprechaun today. Okay. Is it nearly St. Patrick's Day? Sort of. Okay, here we go. He says, I have very important news for you. He says, the important news, he says, is not to wear green, not to hop around. He says, but to be the kindness of your heart. He says, do you really know what that means, to be the kindness of your heart? And so, sir, what does it mean? He says, oh, don't forget that the heart center color is green. He says, you think it's pink? Yes, pink, or there's this good aura color. He says, but the heart chakra is green. And he says that's also the color of healing. He says, now he wants us to know that in our heart we have pure love. It exists. He says, it's an ontological expression of reality. He says, your heart knows no bounds. He says, because your heart, your pure heart, your essential heart, is what you might call the essential God or the essential consciousness. He said, it is that infinite. He says, that is the infinity of kindness, of love, connection. He says, there are no connecting wires. He says, it's all one. He says, even talking about connection, he says, takes our minds awry. because we are the oneness of the heart. We are the oneness of the heart. He says, what is for us to address these days is to believing that we're anything else. He says, you have such funny worldly dreams, such, he calls it crooked awareness. He says, the true awareness is that we are. You know, it's just like I am, I am. We are that we are. Because we are the oneness. So that when you get mad at someone else, if they're not doing you right, if they are, what you think, they are hurting your soul, he says, in fact, they're hurting your feelings, or they are absconding with your desire for self-recognition, he says, whoa, sit back in the sun, he says, just breathe, be on the tropical beach, have a nice time, he says, because you know what, he says, we are all the one, we are all the voice. And just because we think that we are different, we think that we don't see eye to eye, we think that we love to hurt each other, and we love to be hurt, he says, baloney. He says, sit back, do your heart breath, breathe. He says, and get in tune with who you are. He says, and who you are is that one perpetual oneness. He says, you cannot break it. You cannot break it. He says, you can make up these constructs, these little cardboard houses. I am this and I am that, and they are that, and they are crummy and they are creepy. And he says, do what you want. It's like a kid playing a little game, you know? He says, but the fact is, okay, he says, how about this one? He says, lie back in your tropical sun with your sunglasses on. He says, you are doing fine, blue sea. Feel your heart and feel how expansive it is. Know it, understand it. And now he says, he says he's already said that we are all the one at the heart. At the heart, we are all the one. He says now. He says, you take that, he calls him the Libyan fool. He says, bring the Libyan fool, Muammar Gaddafi, who's bombing his own people. He says, bring your total expansive God heart and seek out the same in him. He says, you'll find it there because there is no one who exists on earth who does not have that. Even Stalin. Breathe. It starts by being very competent in your own heart. Being very competent in your own awareness. It has nothing to do with belief, like, oh, well, he is just a child of God, so we need to listen to him and all that. No. He says, this goes far beyond that. He says, far beyond that. He says, it's even beyond connection. It is sinking into the realization, sinking into the knowingness, the experience of the oneness of heart. He said, and even putting a little clue on it, like oneness, he says, well, it points the way, but it's still not quite the truth. The truth is that it is, that we are, and that all is. Please sink into that in your heart, on your tropical beach. Relax. And feel that. He says, as you connect, you will find the oneness.
as you connect, you will find the oneness. He says, to that end, please bring in also some other what you would call a limited or a defined identity or reality. For instance, maybe it's somebody you perceived who hurt you, or who is blocking you, or who doesn't understand you. He says, bring them in. He says, and now breathe, so that you may find, you may realize this your own perpetual heart. It is the full connection, the full being. Relax, there's no fear, no differentiation. And consciously be aware of this in that other person. Be so aware. Keep up. Keep up. He says, in this Aquarian age, he said there will be no time for harping and carping, he calls it. There will be no time for that. There will be no place for that. There will be no place for the disconnect. He said the only frequency that you will be able to ride on, he calls it your magic carpet, to carry you through, will be this heart energy, or this being from the heart. And that's when you are in the full arena. That's when you are relaxed and cozy in what he calls the warehouse, as well as control central of the Aquarian time. He says, and you see how it is to get there. It's a matter of conscious move over. Just a matter of conscious move over. If you are not there, you cannot be at what he calls that the switchboard of the time. He's kind of showing me the control room for whole train system. You know, he says you cannot be in that room. You cannot be with that elevated consciousness. You cannot be in that connectedness of all of those connecting, cannot be there unless you switch your consciousness. He says anything else is a train wreck. He says, you must understand me. Everything else is a train wreck. It's true. He says, haven't you seen that in your own life? Okay. So, of course, you have heard the omen about be a big person. He says, this is taking you bigger. He says, taking you to the place where there is no big, there is no small. He says, there's only pure, unlimited consciousness. Now, he says that he realizes that being here on Earth, we will have to operate on both levels. He's on the earthly level where we need to talk and do and so on, and on the pure consciousness level. He said, but if your pure consciousness level does not inform your everyday level, then if your everyday level tries to disconnect, if it habitually disconnects from the all in all, what he calls it switchboard of life, he says, you have no life. You will find that more and more. He says, the Aquarian age is slipping under your door right now. He says, do you feel it? Do you feel it? And those who do not who do not engender this pure totality, this pure essence from the all in all, he says you only take yourself out of the game. He says you are nobody's victim. It is for you to live in that pure presence, pure operational ability, pure knowing, pure loving. He says, don't you love to be loved? Don't you love to love? He says, love with the biggest gusto, with the greatest kindness, with the most coziness, like a child being stroked by its mother. He says, that is what we're talking about. It is that energy of love that is the essence of all creation. He says, and that is what engenders the word, that is what engenders a consciousness, that is what engenders creation. You've always heard God is love, and you thought that was, oh, that's kind of cute. He says, this is true. This is true. And that love, he says, love is just four letters. And, of course, it describes nothing, but it points to everything. Do you understand? It points to everything. And it is up to each of us, to each of us to provide the wherewithal, the wealth of our own consciousness to open the door to it. He says, you know that guy from the publisher's warehouse who knocks on your door with that huge big check? He says, okay. He says, you want to be a millionaire? You got to open the door. All right? That's what he's talking about here. You've got to open the door. It is so simple. He says that is where your free will comes in. That is where your free will comes in. He says if you stay in the consciousness of hurt, of blame, of fear, that emanates from any time in the past, any time in the future, anything going on now, he says if you use that as a lock on your door so that you will not open that door to that great wealth of consciousness, love, openness, change, he says you die in poverty. He says, you want to do it? It's up to you. He says, there's no blame. You know, you just choose to keep coming back until you get it. He says, your dear Yogi Bhajan always used to tell you that. He says, it's not a race. He said, if you want to grab the carrot, it's there for you to grab. Just reach over. Anything that calls you up short, you breathe, you do your heart breath, you move into that pure, beautiful consciousness. And from there, all wisdom flows to you. All consciousness flows to you. And that informs your everyday life. Can you imagine? The infinity of love informs your everyday life. If you live as that, in this coming Aquarian age, you have opened the door to every kind of wealth, every kind of support, every kind of wisdom, knowing, connection. He says, if you do that, there is nothing to fear, because you have let go of fear so that everything may work in what you might call your favor. He says, we don't call it your favor, because that is an expression of limited flow. What we call it is that you work in optimum flow. You live in optimum flow. You live in that presence, in that oath. He says, and we are so tickled that you can actually endure. He says, we are here. He says, it's like going to, he's talking about all the higher beings. And it's like they have come to something like a sporting event. They've all brought their popcorn. They're all sitting around the stadium and watching us play this out.
Actually, he's showing me Quidditch. Everybody, all of us are playing Quidditch and thinking that we're against one another and so on until we finally move, until we finally allow ourselves to be subsumed in this pure openness and this pure power. He says when you do that, then nothing becomes hard. Everything moves of its own accord on that giant switchboard in the sky, you might call it. Remember, we were talking about the control room of the whole train system. He says, you are who you are. You are so totally blessed. You are a blessing. He says, please take time on that tropical beach, employing this. Being who you really are, being absolutely united with all of us, he's talking about all of these, what we call higher beings, he says, it's not really, it doesn't have to do with high or low. He says that only what you're actually talking about are those who have accepted the infinity of who they are. He says, that's all. He says, all of you are higher beings. He says, the question is, do you accept who you are? He's saying to remind, I read Yogi Bhajan's words the other night. He said, what I do is I try to have you accept that you are the infinite. He says, that's what I do. He says, but it's very hard for you to accept it. He says, okay, so Baba Sudhichan now is saying, please, please. He says, if we were betting people, if we were betting beings, he would say, we are putting our money on your infinity. He says, because it's so easy, all it is easing out of habits. He said, you heard our precious Kahar. He says, we asked her to be this example for us today. She's taught us a great deal. She made the switch. And the switch is just as easy for you. He says, now please pick out something that is bugging you, something that is not working for you, your boss is a creep, you know, whatever it is. Okay, you got it? Do your heart breath. Be in the infinity of your own heart. Be in the infinity of your own heart. Now allow that situation that makes you so grumpy. He says, allow that to sink into this beautiful infinity. Let it be washed. Let it be loved. That crumminess has not been loved. On your part or on the other person's part. So let it be loved now. Let it sink into the experience of love, the energy of love. Use your breath. And such a tight little knot it is, let it open. Like a sponge being filled with water, let it open. Become supple. Use your breath. On all sides, examine all sides. And let the tightness, the bitchiness, let it all be revived and open to life, to the total life that emanates in this beautiful love essence, love energy, consciousness. Let it be soothed. Let it find the life.
And now let it integrate into the full life, the full heart, the full consciousness. Let it integrate. Don't keep it separate. Let it integrate. Let it open, let it flow. And now in your heart, in your life, this very situation, know that it has been transformed. And don't treat it in any other way. Don't say, oh, that was a cute experience, but now I have to go back to the real world. Do not do that. You stay resting on the tropical beach of your heart and flow with the situation. And let the solutions in the everyday world flow from that infinite heart. He said, and watch it. He said, you become the most conscious spectator when you do that. And that most conscious spectator is the one who allows the flow of pure consciousness. And when you do that, you have opened the door. Ed McMahon, he says. Who is bringing you that huge check of wealth, of kindness, of coziness, of connection, of support? Be aware of the experience. Be aware of what's happened and what is happening. Be very aware. And inhale. And exhale. And who can cheer? Who can share this beautiful light of your heart? Make experience of it.
Hargobin.
Yes, hi Hargobin.
Hey, Sadiqan. Yeah, that was really good for me because I was having a problem with somebody, and because they hadn't been returning my calls for a couple of weeks, and then they finally returned my call, so I was like, okay, I'm not returning your call. So now as soon as we did this, I can't wait to call him, you know?
He's so happy.
Payback
time. Open the door to your well. Oh, God, I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, thank
you. You know,
how
many times have the rest of us done things like this? We're just human, that's the way it works. Good. Okay. Thank you. You found another way. Bless you, dear. Who else can share? Don't be shy.
Satnam.
Satnam?
Satnam, this is Hadakamal.
Yes, dear. Hi.
Hello. Well, I felt like hanging on to the limited identities kind of felt like a big brick wall. Mm-hmm. that would kind of surround me in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would be around people that would make me nervous or would provoke jealousy or fear, I would feel like just a thick brick wall around me of energy. Mm. And sometimes it would even be hard to look them in the eye because it would feel like my eyes didn't want to go over this wall in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And so little by little, doing the heart breath kind of breaks down the wall for me. So that was kind of the imagery I got.
Oh, wonderful. And then what's the result of breaking down the wall?
It feels more open.
Mm-hmm.
And more connected, more flow.
Good. Can you feel the protection of it?
Of the wall or the flow?
No, being in the flow.
I think that's I feel a deep strength coming from my heart when I think of the protection, kind of like being carried.
Mm. How delightful. Good.
Yeah.
Bless you,
nice.
Dear.
Thank
Good.
You so
well,
much.
Keep it up.
Okay.
Keep it up. Okay, Baba City Tun loves you. Can you show this leprechaun sitting on my computer here? Okay. and I think we have time for about one more to share before that lady comes on here. Who else can share? Oh, somebody's brave enough. Okay. Guru Ravi, would you like to share? You can say no.
I could share, but I'm in a very noisy place.
Okay, we'll put up with
it. Okay, I hope you can hear me. What has been coming up for me through the whole call is I had a client come in yesterday who is the father of two of the children that are in the kids yoga class. Mm-hmm. And he came in because, he just was looking for some direction.
Oops. She called. Okay, cool.
And then he shared with me that he had gone to pick up the children at his in-law's house, and they wanted to know where their daughter was, and he said at yoga. And he said at that point they sort of freaked out about it and said that, you know, it was really against the religion, and he seemed very upset by everything that was said to him. And then they started in about the kids, that they shouldn't be in yoga. And the two girls were there hearing it, and the little girl who was 7 walked over and put her arm around him, his neck, and whispered in his ear, "Let's send Grandma heart breath."
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So that kept coming up for me during the call, you know, the power of that and how everything has changed through that. And here's this little girl who has only been coming to yoga for about maybe going on 3 months, and that was her first, her first thought.
God bless.
Is very powerful.
Mm. Oh, what a heartwarming story. Well, thank you so much, dear. We appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you.
Okay, so now I want to let you know that we are up and running with the forum, Baba City Chun Forum. And we also have another wonderful surprise for you, is that Rahmani has a blog now. It's called Rahmani Relates, And so you know how she often gives those wonderful interpretations or tidbits from the Sufi tradition or the, what do you call it, from Jesus, Aramaic Jesus, and also from the mystical Judaic. She will also be writing comments on that blog about it, you know, commenting on extending from what Baba Siddhichand has said each week. And then you can also leave your comments according to what she said on that blog. So that if you go on our page, which is soulanswer.com/talk, T-A-L-K, dot H-T-M-L, and you look down there, you'll see a box. I think it's a yellow box that has a link to it. And I think, Rahmani, have you already posted? I've been traveling for the last 2 days, so I haven't caught up yet. Have you already posted?
I put a post on the regular forum, but I need your help learning how to set up a post in the Aramaic Sufi path.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'll call you after this call, if that's okay, or later today.
Let's see. I have an appointment right after this call, but let's see, that would be... How about noon New York time?
Noon?
Is that right? No, that's not right. 11 your time. Oh, no, I'm so confused with the time thing. I will email you or something. Okay, right, this call is from West Coast time, 10 to 11. I have an appointment, 11, which is noon New York time. Call me. Listen. And my regular phone number. I forwarded my phone. Did that make sense?
No, we're here.
Money? Huh?
I didn't hear the last thing you said.
You can call me on my regular phone number because I forwarded that number to California.
Okay.
So I think that would be noon your time. And then K-Car?
Yeah.
I'm a little confused about when we're talking, but just call. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll get it together.
I think it's noon your time, and it's 3 East Coast, so I think it's noon your time.
West Coast time.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we're going to pray that we're in the flow here. Okay, good. Okay. Uh-oh. Okay. So God bless you all, and we will talk next week, and please partake of these wonderful things and connect more with one another. Okay. Keha, would you lead us?
Sure. All right. Everyone, inhale. May the Lord shine
bow to this beautiful, loving, cozy infinity that is you. He says they're all rooting for us. God bless you all. Talk to you soon. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam. Thank you.